Recently, I worked on a simple distributed locking mechanism. The main goal was to enable efficient concurrent processing of some resources and to make sure that multiple workers weren't processing a given resource at the same time. It turned out that Postgres advisory locks are perfect for this task. Advisory locks in Postgres provide a mechanism to use database locks for arbitrary purposes. Since they are completely meaningless to the database, it's up to the application to decide what they mean. They can be acquired for a key, which has to be a 64-bit integer. These locks will not interfere with locks acquired when inserting, updating, deleting rows. They are totally independent. Advisory locks can be used to control access to shared resources in a concurrent environment. For instance, in a distributed system, they can be used to make sure that only one worker is processing a particular resource, thus acting as a mutex. This is useful not only to avoid the potential issues with deadlocks, as even the MVCC-based Postgres database has locks, but also to distribute a workload between multiple replicas automatically. Types of advisory locks. There are two main flavors of advisory locks. Session-level advisory locks, once acquired, are held until they are released explicitly, kaishi, or until the session ends. Transaction-level advisory locks cannot be released explicitly, and they are released automatically when the transaction ends, commit rollback. Which one is better for you depends on your situation. One factor that you might have to take into account is whether you are using pgbouncer, and if so, in which mode. If you use pgbouncer in session pooling mode, both advisory lock types are available to you, and you can choose between them. However, if you're using pgbouncer in transaction pooling mode, you can't use session-level features, so transaction-level advisory locks are your only option. In my opinion, transaction-level locks are easier to deal with. True, they can't be released on demand, but this means you don't have about releasing them, erasing the base. It's automatic whenever the transaction is committed or rolled back. Shared versus exclusive. Both flavors have exclusive and shared modes. Multiple processes can hold shared lock on the same key, but exclusive lock requests are denied. Exclusive locks cannot be shared. To wait or not to wait. When the lock is acquired for a key, your SQL statement for acquiring the lock returns true. What happens when the lock can't be acquired? It depends on which function you use to request the lock. You can. The failure path. A distributed locking system without a lock expiry seems unusable. What happens if clients die? Does the lock just hang around forever? Blocking others working on that button, that resource? No, and that's the charm of it. Postgres takes care of cleaning up after clients disconnect. Transaction level locks in particular are cleaned up after the connection is deemed dead based on the TCP settings of the database. Limitations: this locking mode assumes one central database on which it relies for keeping a tab on locks. That central database is a single point of failure. In action, let's see how these locks look like in Postgres. Using transaction level locks for this example means I have to begin a transaction to use the lock. %, highlight MySQL% Postgres press slots. Begin, select PGG, try advisory, by exact lock, press .1. Begin PG, try advisory by exact lock, T, one row. The statement returned, so the lock is acquired. It will be held until the transaction is committed or rolled back. We can see it in the system view. %, highlight MySQL% Postgres, Archosker, select lock type. Objid, Fosso, Tadame, Modescam, Serids, from PG locks. Lock type, Anshari, Sharman, Jarek, Objid, Sergia, Modser, Polish, Dinority, Poor, Rossi, Star, She, Relation sa kishin po intray access share locks are outer virtual seed sets exclusive locks advisory one exclusive locks so three rows percent and highlight person center uskenko center. If I try to acquire the lock on the same resource on key one from another process, it will return concern percent highlight mescal under center Postgres sounder begin select PG try advisory sacked lock one begin PG try advisory sacked lock F one. When the transaction is committed, the lock is automatically released. %, highlight MySQL sent lay, santin rec, hutsan, Postgres, saktabar, kantrix. Commit, Postgres, saktabar, select lock type, objid, mode from PG locks, lock type, stars, teams, objid, some mode, prodio, blood, guns, bronze, ml, diner, prod relation. Naxica, fulcofer, actor, access, trust. Share lock, torsik, actor, rush, virtual seed, worsties, prod, worsties, share, exclusive lock, seed, cheap. Worsius, yeah, two rows, Postgres, Postchik, implementation example. In the following example, we'll assume that we have to solve the following challenge. In addition, we assume that there is a central database to which each worker has access. We will use transaction level advisory locks. The function has the following characteristics. At the highest level, the solution is just to iterate over the resources and try to do work on them. The underlying implementation will take care of balancing the workload. Percent highlight Python, percent resources, Vaiksh, DB1, DB2, DB3, DB4, Trash, or files, queues, etc. For resource in resources, work on resource, Boros. So schedule stays, where shade, son on zeo, ident deu, predis, mantiu, atu, take off, ayo, tu. Fiumke, we give some beu, that's, we have to implement the function so that it respects the advisory locks of H% highlight Python percentage, def work on resource, resource ID. We try to lock shared resource, resource ID as locked. If not locked, pobrashesh, some other replica is working on it. Logger, dar, info, f, could not acquire lock for resource, resource arch ID. Return, percent and highlight, percent. The function tries to acquire a lock on the resource. This is where we construct the key that we use for the lock. The key has to be a 64-bit integer. So if the resource ID is not an int, we have to cast it to 1. We can use a hash function for this. The built-in function returns different hashes when invoked with the same string in different Python interpreters because they are salted with an unpredictable random value. In addition to the identifier of the resource, we use a namespace to make sure that other applications can still lock the same resource. The workers of the same application and that we want to restrict to 1. 5% highlight Python, percent down, prayon a context lib dot context manager def trying chat to place by lock shared resource, resource tree ID with connection dot begin as transaction namespace on our kim boss or orus dot get in and v that are appp nar name mer nembe mem key mar fervar namespace resource ID. Represent and highlight, percent source. There is a slight caveat here. When generating the lock key for the resource, hash collisions can occur. Since we're using 64-bit integers, that the chance of a hash collision is minimal. Whether it's acceptable or not depends on your use case. See a great post about calculating the chance of hash collisions here. So finally, the function that executes the lock statement. Percent a kilobyte highlight byte eight. Python direct down for gas number in their percent down zero. Decker def 5-star order locks resource transaction resource done DD. Returns true if it could acquire the lock for the resource. Returns false otherwise. Locked shared transaction execute F select page try advisory or exact Dutch lock resource ID. Lock acquired for resource were locked first were return. Lock acquired for resource. Voila. Using this pattern, the deployment can be scaled up to multiple workers and they will distribute the work automatically. If a worker tries to acquire a resource and can't do so, then it just moves on to the next resource to work on. I think this is a simple but powerful pattern and I'm glad I found out about it. Thanks to all the certain oldest authors who have written about on the internet. Disclaimer one, this solution is good for the use case described above. Note that it's nothing like Redlock because the purpose was mostly efficiency. Correctness was secondary. Therefore, we didn't need the complexity of having multiple servers to keep tab on locks and checking for a majority to acquire a lock. Always seek the advice of your senior engineers or other qualified professionals before committing to this. 2. This solution is a kind of a mutex and might not be considered a true distributed locking mechanism in the strictest sense. Martin Kleppmann notes, it's important to remember that a lock in a distributed system is not like a mutex in a multi-threaded application. It's a more complicated beast due to the problem that different nodes and the network can all fail independently in various ways. However, in the case of transaction-level advisory locks, the node and network failures are taken care of by the Postgres server. Transactions are cleaned up when the client disconnects and the connection is considered dead according to the TCP setting on the server. Dar as and for shard resources. Side note on Python's built-in function, consider these calls to ear restyles returning different results at each invocation. Rush percent highlight bash percent rs losser Python 3 c print hash something's ears will cast 10767116444 7 cent will fish off a door 996 even 7 more poor 0 that are pronounced 7 cent come 6 cents tuntu 106 tukuzaro puzaro arsho bisanter aikita bunar sons iswara ofax nusakpian dolono sawisi bakaza mesho shizais this tumter this state is tonghe daktansha sashishai kam kokonons those that are nasharans kashartorsh Sagsar Bartser, Hangadi, Stickem Diri, Arus Lilis, and Zeras, Devodili, Sereshov, Sebastian France, or Python hash did one, Python 3C print hash, something's here. It should for no show under for Python hash did one, Python C print hash, something's here. First, it was some of this Python hash did one, Python 3C print hash, something's here. A through one, Snarmati. All this is due to a vulnerability explained here.